is Danny. So this podcast is just going to be covering the part two to the elections that I wanted to talk about more. I wanted to do it ASAP while we're still during the election time, because I don't want to talk about it after the election, and I didn't want to talk about it before the actual elections. But here we are. And the second thing I wanted to talk about is my new podcast that is coming out. There are some technical difficulties going on, so I'm going to talk about all that, and let's get right into it. If you want to help me out to get some more money, do not skip the ads through this video. Okay, I'll see you guys at the end of the podcast. Bye. Hi, it's your girl, Danny. Guys, I hope you guys are having the best day, best evening, best morning, best time. Whatever time you guys are listening to this, it is 8:04 p.m., November 4th, 2020, and I'm chilling. I'm just having the time of my life. I'm, like, deciding where I'm gonna put my fan because it's making a lot of noise. Yeah, I'm probably just gonna turn it off. Okay, there we go. Okay, so now I'm gonna exit this out. So I wanted to talk to you guys about the problem that is going up with my new episode. So this is what's happening. So basically, Anchor created this new update where you can Anchor created this update where you can actually use your Spotify playlist in your podcast segments. And I decided, actually, really any song you want. So I decided, I should use this. And I, logged in into my old account, back then, when I was, six. When I first came to America, this was my podcast. This was my lit thing, this is what I listen to, and I'm gonna tell you, it's kind of embarrassing, mad embarrassing. I'm tell you that it's no, nope.
It's Danny. So this podcast is just going to be covering.
Wait, what? Oh my god. I literally started a new podcast because I was checking my... I was on another tab. Okay, whatever, you guys could care less. Okay, so basically... Yeah, I logged in into my back old Spotify playlist. I was broke not to buy Apple Music. It was, bad. It was terrible. So, no. Now that we've got that covered, I created a podcast segment about my Spotify playlist. It was one of my first podcasts, and it is out now.
Hey guys, it's your girl Danny. I hope you guys are having the best day.
It's this one.
And computer. Hey guys, bye.
Re-get Apple Music, so
basically I did, if you have Anchor, you can listen into it, and if you have Spotify, I'm not sure if you can, but, anything other than, Anchor, I'm not sure if it'll stream on there. No, it's not working on Google Podcasts. I don't know what's going on. It's crazy. I do not even know what to do. Okay. So, yeah. I'm having technical difficulties with my new segment that is supposed to come out today. But, if you guys do not get to listen to the new segment, then I guess I could, do this for you. But the new segment kind of took long. I took it yesterday and I edited it today because I was too lazy to do it yesterday. So I did it today. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's broken. Oh my gosh. Okay. That's not deciding to work. Okay. Yeah. That's what I'm doing. That's what's bopping. That's like what's up. I'm sorry if you guys do not want get to hear the next podcast, but if you do, I'm excited for you because it's kind of good. It's like good. And by the way, do you guys want me to do an ASMR? That just came in my mind. Like, I would totally do that for you. Like, over the weekend, boy, I would do that for you. Okay, so basically, I wanted to talk about the elections. So it's day two of like the primary elections, and oh boy, it kind of closed though. So right now, like yesterday, okay, so like right now it's 264 Biden, and they're supposed to get 270. And Trump is at 214. So Biden is most likely to win right now, but we don't know. I think this is the college votes. I did over like this past 2 weeks, I've learned so much about the politics. Like, I'm kind of proud of myself. Like, of course, I'm like really proud of myself. I don't know if it sounds like I'm whispering. I'm gonna turn that on because it's kind of quiet in here, so I could just yell. Okay, so it is 274 here. And, like, let's see. Votes 2 hours ago. Trying to see like what the votes were 2 hours ago. So overall, the votes. So last night it was like the time where I watched it up to. It was like 72 to like 60 something. I don't know. I think it was 84 to 72. So Trump was 72 and Biden was 84. So this is how it worked. Obviously, they went back and forth. Like, it was up and down, and it was just boom, 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 boom. They were going up, down, up, down, up, down, downwards, downwards. Like, it was like all over the place. Like, yeah, that's what's happening. Honestly, I do not know who I'm rooting for here. I'm gonna tell you this why. Okay. Biden has a rough past. Trump has a rough past. Everyone here, everyone in the freaking running tournament thingy, primaries, had a dark past, like, somehow. And they got here somehow, like, by lying or something. Because no one's perfect. I agree with that. But the things that these people have done, they're not innocent. Like, none of them. Some of them are racist. Some of them are decently people. They're decent people. Some of them, I won't say as much. But for the racist people, like, I cannot vote for you. If you're racist, how am I going to live in this country? I'm going to ask you that. Like, hello. 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 Like, I cannot live here. That's the case. Like, no. Racist. No. But I'm still here because my gosh. Oh, Biden, on the other hand, I do not agree with some of his answers a couple years ago. Like, what he thought about, like, the world back then. I do think he has become more educated, and that's what we like to see. We like to see progress. I feel like not every president is going to be perfect. No one's perfect in this world, and I'm willing to give you the hand in this, like, if I were able to vote, I'll give you one vote to make this, like, that's one chance to make this world better. Like, that's what I'm gonna give you. Like, all our votes around here, it's our, that one chance that you can actually get present. And I think that Biden is the kind of person who would appreciate every single vote a person would give him, just because he truly in his heart, I think he really wants to do this. Like, I feel like that's what he really wants to do. So, I guess that's all I have to say on that. Like, I'm not gonna say anymore. Like, not anymore. Yeah, that's like all I have to say on that. I feel like everyone here has learned everything. We are more educated about everything. Some people are not. Some people are. And I feel like that's what we have to live with right now. And we just have to, you know, deal with it. So, yeah. I realize that, like, most people listen on Apple Music than most people do on, like, other stuff. Like, they don't listen to on, like, SoundCloud or something, like, or Spotify. They listen to on Apple Music. Like, that's interesting to me. So, yeah. Well, okay. That's what's going on. I will definitely answer some more questions. Like, let me see if someone wants to, like, give me, like, questions. Let me see. I don't know where I could get, like, easy, like, questions ASAP from. Okay, let me go to Google. Good questions. About the president, the debate. Yeah. I'm gonna say debate, just debate. Okay. Do you, so one of the questions is, should children be able to cross what they learn in school? Children should choose what they learn in school. Okay. I feel like children, I don't think this is like, no. Okay, let me see. Immigration. What steps have you taken or plan to assure legal human rights, children, asylum seekers, and upheaded? So what is, like, what am I planning to do ahead of, like, immigration and, like, how people are treated in this country? I feel like raising taxes will not do anything to help lower people in the lower class, and it will not help people in the upper class either. I mean, it could be fair and square, but I feel like that will not help. I feel like everyone in this country, no one is the same. No one has the same feelings about everything. Like, this whole world is toxic by itself. And people, I feel like people do not intend it to be. And some people do, but some people don't. and it becomes toxic anyways. And I feel like we need to stop that some way. And I feel like bringing positive energy, just one day to stay home. You won't get money, but you'll stay home with your families and you will just chill and do something like that. I feel like everyone just sleep, like do something. Like, I feel like just a day from everyone, like a day to break. Like, I feel like that would just help out everything. But to like help out human rights and such, I feel like we should have like a card that says like, oh, this person has visited America this much times, like stuff like that. I feel like that would help out our country. Okay. Trying to pick a good question. What is your plan to address the root causes of migration in our hemisphere? So like during this COVID times, I feel like everyone should be aware of their surroundings and how they are supported by others and how they're like around people, if they're staying 6 feet, if they're talking with their mask on, if they're coughing with their mask on, if they're sneezing with their mask on, some like just if they're 6 feet away from each other and speaking, or even on a Zoom call, like talking to someone, like that's, you want to know if you're 6 feet. And if you're like migrating to different spots over the year, like I feel like you need to be safe. You need to stay at one spot for at least this much time. So you can, if you are sick, so you can just sit down and just chillax for a minute and just take a deep breath and then start moving again. I feel like that will help. And we should be spreading awareness. I know that on airplanes, they really do take precautions, and I'm very proud of our nations for doing that and for respecting that not everyone is not able of getting this disease, because some people already have had it and survived, and they're not necessarily immune, but their antibodies will most likely protect them from the sickness if it comes back into their bodies. So yeah, that's all I have to say on that. I only answered like 2 questions, and that was a lot, I guess. I have like not much to say. Like, no good. Okay, the next time I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna save the questions. Okay, I'm gonna search up how to do Instagram polls. Okay. Oh my gosh. So it says, I'm doing this with you guys. It says, create new story. Click on the sticker icon. Or sticker. I don't know where the sticker icon is. I look so good. Yeah, it sounds right. You deserve it. Ice cream chillin', chillin', ice cream chillin', ice cream chillin', chillin', ice cream. Okay. Okay, I'll do like this. This is ridiculous, guys. Do not judge me, okay? I'm not the most like Instagram people thingy. Okay, not bad. Not bad, not bad. Okay. I'm good. Now, what do we do next, Mr. Sir?
Hold on real quick. And then I'm going to tap on the sticker icon. Tap right.
Stickers.
And then what we want to do is tap on poll.
Oh, there. what is questions? Like, okay. Question poll? I don't know. Question poll? Okay, but like, I mean, I get it. Like, okay, whatever. I'm not supposed to be doing this right now, but I hope you guys really enjoyed this podcast. This is like a part two of the elections, but okay. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I'll see you guys next time. Peace and bye.